Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Nothing but the new stuff this hour, including some great new sounds and gospel music from the Collingsworth family, Brian Free and Assurance, Canton Junction, Michael English, Tribute Quartet, Jason Crabb, and more. And today, my guest co-host, as we listen to this new music together, is Tim Duncan of Canton Junction. Tim, it's good to hear your voice again.
Hi, very good to talk to you, Daniel, and I hope everybody's doing good. And glad to be on the radio with you.
You know, Canton Junction just took the world by storm, and I was so happy to see. Now, correct me, they kind of started as a trio, and then they got smart and said, we need a bass singer, right?
Yeah, you know what? The last Gaither taping I went to, at the Billy Graham Library, Michael Sykes came up to me and said, man, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm just in between chapters, you know, in my life and working on a solo project, really. And he said, you know what, would you be interested in coming down to San Antonio? So, you know, we've got a trio and Matt had mentioned before, you know, so we might like to add on a bass singer, you know, wanted to come down and see what was going on. And I did. And one thing led to another. And so I think we've got us a pretty good little quartet going on.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Now, as you mentioned, San Antonio, have you relocated?
No, sir. I still live in Nashville. So okay. our boys are still in school, and so you know we may eventually relocate, but we've been commuting. So You know it's not that bad. You know we've got family here close by, and so it's working out pretty good.
Now, tell me who all is in Canton Junction, because it's a great harmony blend, and we love the song.
Well, we have a new member, Shane McConnell, and he's been on a few Gaither videos, and he helps Gaither Bill in the studio, and a great singer. And Marshall Hall was telling us about him, and that he was a great guy, great singer. So he's our newest member. And
cool.
of course, Aaron Crabb. Of course, he sang with the Crabb family for a few years, and he's a worship leader at Cornerstone. So Aaron Crabb, and then of course Matt Hagee, Pastor Matt. He sings with tenor, and so a great group of guys.
Great. What's been your favorite part so far of this new journey? And obviously, with a couple of those guys really plugged into the church, do you sometimes feel like an outsider? You're flying into Texas and joining up with their church ministry, so to speak, sometimes. Is that ever kind of an interesting, it's a little bit different than just climbing on a bus with a normal quartet, I imagine.
Sure. Well, I have a great time every time I go to San Antonio. I love the church, love the people, and everybody's so friendly. And of course, they love the quartet, and it's a great experience. And yeah, like you said, it's a little different than getting on a bus. But thing here is, I don't have to leave every weekend, and I don't have that hectic schedule, I've got a lot of downtime, and I can be with my family a lot. So kind of have the best of both worlds, and I really, really appreciate the downtime and getting to spend a lot of time with my boys, and it's working out really good.
Well, this song here is one of the first few out to radio from Canton Junction. We've loved the ones that have come before it. This is another great one here. It is The Sun Shines Down on Me, and you're listening to it on a New Music Spotlight, co-hosted by Tim Duncan here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Sometimes when I'm alone at night, my heart and mind are tuned just right. From out of somewhere, there comes a light. The sun shines down on me. Sometimes when I'm walking, no matter where, I often feel him, maybe just in the air. I deserve the least. But I have a need, and I'm down on my knees. Who's waiting there? The Prince of Peace. The sun shines down. That this is the end. Who's waiting there to start me out again? None other than my God and my friend. The sun shines down on me.
The sun.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, a new music spotlight. That's Canton Junction, and the bass singer there is Tim Duncan. He's co-hosting with me today on the show as we're listening to these new sounds. Now here's one from Stubborn Love, the song title, you might have heard of it. This is Daniel Britt and Friends.
Got up this morning, kissed my boyfriend goodbye, headed out the door. And on my way, past some people that I knew, I just kept my head down. Didn't feel like being talked about today. Got to where I was going, and there was a man. He talked to me. He told me everything I'd ever done, and then he told me things that would change my life. You might have heard of me. I'm the woman at the well, but Jesus came to me, told me even though I feel this way.
Was the man there at that well?
and it was my feet that bore that soldier's name.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, nothing but the new stuff on this new music spotlight. Tim Duncan is my guest co-host today as we're listening to some great new sounds. And let's jump into this next one, which I flipped when I heard it the first time, and then I flipped again when the record company decided this was going to be their single, because I loved the song that much. It's Michael English and the song Stubborn. And I know you and Michael go back pretty far, don't you?
Yes, we do. And Michael's one of those friends that I can call. I've called him several times, you know, when I was, when I needed somebody to talk to, or vice versa, you know, he needs somebody to talk to. And he's always been there. And, the last, we went on a 20-day Gaither tour. It's been, about a year ago, I got to hang out with him a good bit. And, you know, we talked about a lot of stuff, talked about the Lord and, you know, the stuff that we were going through and stuff that he's been through. And I know, you know, he's somebody I can call and talk to, because he has been through a lot of stuff and come through, you know, and he's doing really, really good.
And I find that refreshing. You know, sometimes with people, you feel like you have to, obviously you want to forgive and forget and you want to move forward, but sometimes you feel like you have to play this game with people. Like, we're going to pretend that the elephant in the room is not really here. But with Michael, you don't have to do that. He's so honest and authentic, and you feel comfortable around him because he's comfortable with all the ups and downs that life has thrown his way.
Sure. And, you know, and experience, yes, experiences we go through in our life, and it's lessons in life. And he's been through a lot of lessons, and maybe come through it, you know, went through it the hard way, or
right.
But the good news is that he did come through.
Through
those, and everybody has trials, and everybody goes through you know, dark times in our life. And I've said this, and I've said it from the stage. It's in our dark times when God wants us to trust him. And the answer might not come exactly when we want it, but, you know, I heard a song the other day, you know, wait upon the Lord. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. The trust in God and continually, you know, praying God will always see us through.
Well, the song is Stubborn, and you might be thinking, what an odd name for a song, but you've got to listen to it and listen through the whole thing, because you're going to love this. It speaks to real life in an incredible way. Michael English, and it's here on a new music spotlight on Daniel Britt and Friends with my co-host, Tim Duncan.
There's a whole lot of stubborn in this room. There's a whole lot of pride that won't let go. There's a whole lot of stubborn in this room. It shows no sign of giving up control. I've drawn all the curtains and I've turned out the lights. Scared to death somebody else might see. There's a whole there's no one here but me. There's a whole lot of demons in this room. They want it all and they don't want to share. of them believe in fighting fair. Some sit on my left and some sit on my right. They talk so loud it's hard to disagree. I'm surrounded. There's no one here but me. And I can't quite remember how to pray anymore. And I can't quite remember what to say anymore. If it turns out I can't have my way anymore, well, I know which way to turn. Kill of faith in this room, what they used to call a mustard seed. There's a molecule of faith in this room, in a book that says that's all I ever need. I don't know, but I hope I find it soon, 'cause nothing else will ever set me free. And there's a molecule of faith in this room, and even though it's much too small to see, it's too small. If I had the courage, the one who left it here for me. Oh, 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 oh.
English, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, a new music spotlight with my guest co-host Tim Duncan of Canton Junction. Right now, it's Triumphant Quartet.
We will remember the hour, we will remember the day, when we witnessed unbelievable favor, when we were granted inconceivable grace.
Turn up the fire.
After we had said we'll never bow down, what they saw when the flames grew higher,
we'll forever be the talk of the town.
So take it from me,
Meshach, my friend Shadrach, and our friend Abednego.
So take it from me,
Meshach, my friend Shadrach, and our friend Abednego. There's not a fiery furnace where the Lord himself will not go.
So take it from me,
Meshach, my friend Shadrach, and our friend Abednego.
You say you feel alone in the struggle, there's no one there to bear the load. Forsaken in the furnace of trouble, you're wondering where is the Lord. Friend, if you had been there to see us, you'd have been completely amazed. When that fourth man stepped in between us, we never felt the heat of the flame.
So take it from me,
Meshach, my friend Shadrach, and our friend Abednego.
Take it from me,
Meshach, my friend Shadrach, and our friend Abednego. There's not a fiery furnace where the Lord himself will not go.
So take it from me,
Meshach, my friend Shadrach, and our friend Abednego.
So take it from me,
Meshach, my friend Shadrach, and our friend Abednego.
friend Abednego.
And take it from me.
Meshach, my friend Shadrach, and our friend Abednego.
Yeah.
There's not a fiery furnace where the Lord itself will not go.
So take it from me.
Meshach, my friend Shadrach, and our friend Abednego.
Take it from me.
This is Daniel Britton, friends.
Here's a great new song from one of my favorite groups out there right now, the Collingsworth Family. And you're listening to a New Music Spotlight on Daniel Britton, friends, with my guest co-host, Tim Duncan of Canton Junction.
Prices are up and the market is down. Nothing but bad news all around. But I'm as content can be, 'cause I've got Jesus and nothing's worrying me. Some fear it's the start of a steady decline. Maybe it is, oh, but I'm doing fine. 'Cause trouble can't trouble a heart that is free. I've got Jesus and nothing's worrying me. So let the wind blow,
let the rain fall.
I may get wet, but I won't fret. I'll get through.
New Music Spotlight, some great new sounds in gospel music. And by the way, Tim Duncan of Canton Junction is with me today. We're listening to some of these great sounds. And this is one of your bandmates. I mean, this is one of the guys you travel with now with Canton Junction. And obviously, his history is with the Crabb family. Then as he got married, he joined forces with his wife, and that continues. But now he's also part of the church there in San Antonio with the Hagies and with Canton Junction and your quartet. And I'm talking about Aaron Crabb and his wife, Amanda. We had Amanda on not long ago here, and they're wonderful, wonderful people. I love their spirit. I love reading about their kids. And so here's a new song from them, Take Him to the Place.
Well, Aaron and Amanda, such sweet people. And Aaron is doing such a great job in that church, and Amanda, and you know what, they're so good as a team. You know, when we go out on the Hagie seminars and the other Hagie crusades, you know, they and their new album they have out. You know, they just work like I said, they work so good as a team, and such sweet people, and what a great guy. And I remember on the road, you know, when he was with the Crabb family, when we would cross paths on the road, such sweet people. I mean, really genuine people, you know, it's real
right.
people.
Now, let me ask you this before you maybe got to know them really well, because Aaron is a twin to Adam Crabb. So Adam and Aaron, twin brothers, did you ever go through an awkward time where you couldn't tell them apart and you didn't know which one to call Adam, which one to call Aaron?
Yes, I did. When we did cross paths on the road, I did. I didn't know which one was which. But after spending a lot of time with Aaron, you know, in the studio and not seeing his brother for a while. And right. then, so now I can like really tell him apart,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
really tell him apart. So it, yeah, it's easier now. But yeah, back in the day, it was like, okay, now which one is which, you know, just.
And you yeah. know, you know, twins are used to getting that question, but I think we always feel awkward asking it. You feel so bad because you want to
sure.
treat them as individuals as they are, but yeah.
Sure. Well, you can't go wrong with saying, hey, man.
That's right.
You know, but anyway, yeah. Good boys.
But Aaron and his wife, Amanda, here they are. Take Him to the Place. You're listening to it on Daniel Britt and Friends and my guest co-host, Tim Duncan.
The place where dreams were shattered and you felt you lost the race, where the only thing that's left is sorrow and pain. You wondered if you mattered or did anyone see you at all. Take him to the place. Watch dead things live again with one touch of his grace, and it's all washed away. He's calling out your name. Doesn't matter where you've been or whatever you have faced, so don't be afraid to take him to the place. From sin and shame, where he heals a broken heart and speaks new life again, where his love is ever drawing to a place where you'll never be alone. Alone, take him to the place. Watch dead things live.
music of Aaron and Amanda Crabb. Take him to the place. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, a new music spotlight with my guest co-host Tim Duncan of Canton Junction. And again, Tim sings bass for Canton Junction. Aaron Crabb, here you just heard, also sings with Canton Junction. Listening to these new sounds is another outstanding, super great group, The Wissonance. This is I Am Trusting the Blood.
I could fret over failures, grieve over passings, those times when I wasn't all I should have been. When doubt tries to come rushing in like a flood, there's one thing that holds me. I'm trusting the blood.
I'm trusting the blood for my sin. It still has the power to heal and to cleanse. God's mercy is flowing in one crimson flood.
Said in his name, I could claim it for me. For all of my needs, he is more than enough. So I'm looking to
to Daniel Britt and Friends. It's a new music spotlight with the Kingdom Heirs right now, and Tim Duncan co-hosting from Canton Junction today.
Well, come a morning, a brand new day dawning, the saints will hear a distant trumpet sound. Dead resurrected, the living now perfected, rising up together, meeting Jesus in the clouds. God tells a story of this great homegoing. Jesus, John, and Paul, they all declare. The
receive it, but one day they'll believe it. All of God's redeemed went to that meeting in the air.
Just the setting sun, beyond the sun,
God's children all
gather. God's children
will sing, will shout their
as we kneel
before His throne.
We'll praise
Christ
our Lord and Savior
for all His grace and
in the place
in heaven.
I'll see the splendor from my mansion window. I'll sing along with heaven's angel band. Glorious light there, there will be no night there. Only the reflection of the precious holy lamb. That sweet harp of David, just the way he played it, we'll hear those songs through all eternity. My loved ones will gather beside that crystal river. What a glad reunion day in heaven that will be.
Oh, just
as the setting sun,
beyond the sun,
God's children
all
will gather.
God's children
will sing,
will
shout as we kneel before His throne.
We'll praise
Christ
our Lord and Savior
for all His grace and
in the place
in heaven.
Nothing but the new stuff, getting a great sample of the best new sounds in gospel music this hour, including this next one here. And by the way, Tim Duncan co-hosting with me, Canton Junction. Let's talk about Brian Free and Assurance. This group seems to be riding a wave. I mean, honestly, I think this wave started when he branched out of Gold City and started his own group. I mean, Assurance has been going strong now for so many years.
Yes, I have always loved Brian Free, and I've always loved his quartet, and they stay true to the quartet, the standard quartet way of singing, you know. And actually, we went to see Brian Free and Assurance at a church with my good buddy Gene McDonald. Me and Gene and the wives went to see Brian Free, you know, just to say hey. And you know, it's been a while since we kind of sit out in the audience. We're always on stage, and
yeah.
You know, it'd be kind of neat to sit out in the audience. And after all of these years, Brian, he's still got it. He was so good that night. And yes, I have always loved his group, and such great guys, great guys to be around. Sweet people.
What do you think about this? And I don't know, maybe you've got experiences with buses or driving. I don't know, but I understand that up until just recently, they've never had a bus driver. I think they now have a bus driver, But up until just recently, Brian Free Insurance always just shared that responsibility among the group. Now, is that insane, or is that just cheap? How did you interpret that when you knew Brian did that?
Well, it's really hard, but because I've been there, we would have to drive.
Yeah.
You know, we would drive 2-hour shifts or 2 or 3 hour shifts.
Yeah.
And you just condition your mind and condition your and it is really hard after a concert, you know, or if you have to get up at 2:30 in the morning, or, you know, if that's when your shift starts. And,
right.
But you know, it's just a sacrifice. But if you condition your mind and just know that, you know it's coming and, you know, that's part of your job, it's not too bad. But, you know, I mean, yes, it is kind of hard. And I've been there, done that. And, I do have a quick story. One time I was driving up. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was driving my shift. I was up, and everybody was asleep, and the horn on the bus was really, really loud. It sounded like a train, you know.
Right.
And every time I would turn the steering wheel to the right or left, the horn would sound. The horn would go off. It was stuck. And so when I would change lanes, I would be blowing at people. I'm like, okay, I've got to pull over. So I pulled over at the first rest stop, and I was pulling in. And so you've got all these other, these truck drivers sitting in the rest area. It's 3 o'clock in the morning and they're sleeping. And here I am pulling in there trying to maneuver that bus with my horn blaring every time I touch the steering wheel. I'm like, I'm going, one of the truckers is going to step out with a double barrel shotgun.
That's right.
Shoot me. But anyway, I got one of the guys up, and we had to pull the fuse to the horn, and we fixed it later. But I thought I was going to die.
That's pretty funny. Now, I haven't heard, but yeah, I can imagine some scared people in the middle of the night driving next to a big bus like that. Yeah. Wow.
Sure.
And my phone's going to go off here when Brian hears me calling him cheap. So, we're both in trouble. Here's Brian Free and Assurance's latest song. It's Calvary's Cry. You're hearing it on Daniel Britt and Friends. Tim Duncan, my guest co-host today on this New Music Spotlight.
It was the hill that was pierced by the cross. It caught the blood that fell. It bore the weight of the sins of the world, and the Son of God as well. It heard the voice of the Lamb without blemish, and it shook as he cried, "It is finished."
Calvary's cry.
free and assurance with Calvary's Cry. I'm Daniel Britt with Tim Duncan co-hosting with me today on this New Music Spotlight. It's Tribute Quartet right now. I'm Daniel Britt and Friends.
Jesus was a man who was not like any other. He preached about judgment and a kingdom soon to come. Oh, the people had never heard words like these. He stirred up the scribes and the Pharisees. So they began to plot against God's one and only Son. They led him before the courts and the halls of Pilate. In a trial they mocked and condemned this righteous man. Pilate listened to the crowd and he knew they lied. But when he heard the people cry, "Crucify," he tried, but he couldn't wash the blood from his guilty hands. Jesus died on a lonely hill they called Mount Calvary. They laid him in a tomb and a stone sealed him inside. But 3 days later, when the women came, shocked and excited, when they reached his grave, they ran back to town and everybody heard him cry.
Good news from Jerusalem. Cross on a hill where the debt was paid. An empty tomb where his body lay. A small upper room where they saw he was glorified. Good news from Jerusalem. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive. Good news from Jerusalem. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive.
Years have passed since he ascended. Oh, wars rage on in a world so lost in sin.
Troubles and trials on every hand. Peace is coming to the promised land. When the king comes back, we'll shout it again and again. Good news from Jerusalem. A sign in the sky every eye can see. Never last for eternity. A throne for a king who had long been prophesied. Good news from Jerusalem. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive. Good news, good news, he's alive. A sign in the sky every eye can see. A crown never lasts for eternity. A throne for a king who had long been prophesied.
Duncan with Camp Junction, and you're listening to New Music Spotlight with Daniel Britt and Friends.
Here now is the latest song from Jason Crabb.
I'm a mess today, 'cause yesterday I followed the desires of my foolish heart into the dark. Feeling far away, need a couple days to work real hard, to hit the mark, to get myself back in good with you. What a waste, what a losing game cause. That's what the blood is for. Dirty man I am, makes it possible to stand. but soon forget that you're the light where I'm free, in perfect peace. And what if I can't get my act together? That's what the love is for. He cleans the dirt. Compels me, oh yeah, holds up high to my victory. It's still speaking, you love me. That's what the
heard some outstanding songs in gospel music, really the best of the best that's out there right now, the newest, the fresh off the press, unwrapped and ready for you to hear. And it's kind of like a State of the Union type situation. It's the state of the music. And I think, Tim, you would agree, we've got some great artists, great talent, and some great songwriters who are contributing some wonderful messages of the gospel here for us to listen to. Are you encouraged when you look at where gospel, you know, the future, where maybe the sky is the limit kind of thing?
Yes. You know, I was, actually I have a 97 Jeep Wrangler that I'm trying to fix up, and I was putting carpet in down in the floorboard, you know, for installation and whatever. And I always have it on Southern gospel music. And I was just thinking, yes, there are some great talent and great songs and great songwriters. And if you just really listen to the words, you know, when I'm working, I can kind of stay focused and actually listen to the words and the messages in those songs. And
yeah,
Southern gospel is loaded with great talent and great songwriters and really great people.
And we didn't have all the time to go into your story and hear your background. I want to do that soon, but this program didn't lend itself to it. But we'll do it soon. If we want to take time to get to know you better, though, off air, is there a place? I'm sure Canton Junction has a website, but other than that, do you have a site? Do you have Facebook or Twitter or anything like that?
Yes, it's timduncanonline.com. And then, of course, there is Difference Media. DifferenceMedia.com is where the Canton Junction and the Hagee, Pastor Hagee's material, you know, a lot of his material. And, you know, you can find out about Aaron and Amanda on that.
Super. Tim, we always love hearing from you. Are you staying healthy? I know you had a heart issue a while back, and then you started biking more and things like that. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Feeling really good. Yeah, I had a CIA I think it was 2009.
Wow.
And so just eating right, kind of exercising and you know, just doing the right thing, I'm feeling really good.
Good. Well, we can keep up to date with you there at timduncanonline.com. And our thanks for taking your time today and sharing some of this music with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.